Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is brought to you by you, our listeners. Without your funding, this podcast could not be possible. So thank you to all those who have already donated. And if it's something you are looking forward to do, I would deeply appreciate it. Go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/donate. And donate as little or as much as you would like. Let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is September 1st, 1955, and the title is Silk Hat Herbert. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer!
This way, Pancho, Vamano!
The Cisco Kid! The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Silk Hat Herbert. In the Old West, as now, criminals had their conceits and their vanities, which more than once led to their undoing. Silk Hat Herbert Hicks was as vain a little popinjay as ever drilled a bank safe. Although from a good family, Silk Hat Herbert was a thief and a killer from boyhood. In sharp contrast, his sister Katie was as fine a girl as anyone would want to meet. Our story opens in the bank in the western town of Alkali Spring. It is shortly before closing time, and Caleb Lewis, the banker, is talking to Katie.
So this is the first time you've ever seen your brother, eh, Katie?
Day before yesterday was the first time, Mr. Lewis. That's when Herbert got to Alkali Spring.
Well, tell me, Katie, how is it you never saw your brother until day before yesterday?
Well, Herbert was always away from home when I was a little girl back east, and I was only 10 when Mother and Dad came west and brought me.
You say he was always away from home? What was his business?
I don't rightly know, Mr. Lewis. My parents never said much about it. I asked Herbert the same thing yesterday, and he told me he was connected with the lumber business in Canada.
I see.
Oh, here comes Herbert.
He's still wearing that high silk hat. If I were you, Katie, I'd get him to wear another type of hat around this town. With that one, he's just asking for trouble. Hello, Herbert.
How are you? You ready to go, Kate?
Oh, it's about 5 minutes to closing time, but perhaps Mr.
Quite
Lewis...
Quite all right, Katie. You may go.
Come on, Kate.
Oh, but Herbert...
Come right along.
Goodbye, Mr. Lewis.
See you tomorrow morning, Katie. In the lumber business in Canada, huh? Not unless they grow trees in prisons.
Herbert, I know it's just your manner, but I wish you'd try to be a little bit more friendly with Mr. Lewis. He's been so nice to me since I've been working in the bank.
Yes, yes, no doubt.
Please, Herbert.
Oh, all right. From now on, he and I'll be like bosom friends.
He really would like to know you better. What's funny about that?
Nothing, sis, nothing. Oh, I realize I'm not a very friendly sort of person.
Oh, you're just fine.
But my, business dealings in the past haven't given me much confidence in people.
Of course.
Who are those hoodlums, Kate?
Oh, that's Freddie Banks and some of the cowboys in from Bar X. Perhaps we'd better cross the street, Herbert.
Why?
Well, that high silk hat of yours is very becoming, but...
They'd better not try to take any liberties with me.
Hey, boys, you see what I see, or my eyes deceive me? Now, any hat like that must be mighty hard on the head. Can't allow an hombre's head any air. Reckon I better ventilate that hat, sir.
Yeah.
Begging your pardon, Miss Kate, but this chance is sure too good to miss.
You gutter snipe?
Oh, mister, after doing you a favor.
You ruffian, you yellow cur.
Look out, boys, he's drawing a gun. He's a cute little derringer, mister. Lucky you didn't hit none of the boys with it.
Herbert, come on, please.
But I reckon maybe a little dragging in the dust at the end of a rope wouldn't hurt you, none.
Don't you dare do anything of the kind, Freddy Bates.
I guess they mean it, Kate. I'd better leave here in a hurry.
Hey, there he goes, boys. Running through that field. After him, boys. Come on, get him.
How old, Cisco? How old?
How old is what?
Not how old what? How old who? How old Senor Caleb Lewis?
Oh, I have no idea how old Senor Lewis is, Pancho.
No?
Probably around 45 or 50 or thereabouts. Why do you ask?
You say we go see Senor Lewis on his birthday, Cisco.
No, Chico. I did not say birthday. I said anniversary.
Oh, anniversary.
Si.
Oh.
This is the 10th anniversary of the founding of Senor Lewis's bank. So I thought we would call and congratulate him.
Hey. What all that, Cisco? Hombre run across his field this way.
See, si, and he's being chased by a bunch of hombres on horseback. They're waving riatas. I do not like the looks of that, Pancho. We better interfere.
Interfere.
Up, Diablo, car.
Go, go, go now.
Get out of our way, you hombres. I'm roping that eastern coyote.
No, don't. Get this rope off me.
Get off the deer, Cisco. Now they start to drag him in the dirt.
We'll fix that, Pancho. Hold up. Ho, ho.
Ho, look, ho, look, ho.
I'd like to spoil a good rope, but that one must be spoiled.
Good shot, Cisco. Good shot. Look at the answer. I do.
Hey, why you maverick? Why, you mangy, flea-bitten buzzard. What do you mean by shooting that rope?
I mean I will not allow anyone to be dragged at the end of a rope if I can help it.
Get on off that horse and I'll beat the living daylights out of you. I'll beat you.
Go on, hombre. I'm listening.
He knows you now, Cisco. The look on his face, eh? He knows you.
Yeah. You are the Cisco Kid, ain't you?
Si, hombre.
Well, we were just having a little fun with that eastern dude, Cisco.
That is pretty rough fun.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Well, see you later, Cisco. Come on, get up. Yeah, come on.
If you want to ride back to town, senor, you may ride behind me.
Well, no thanks. I'll walk back.
As you please.
And don't get the idea I feel under obligation to you two, because I don't.
Aren't you not thinking like that, hombre, Cisco? That hombre not very polite, no?
No, he is not polite, Pancho. But that makes no difference.
No difference.
Chances are we will never see him again. Come, let us get to the town and see Senor Lewis.
Is that you, Herbert?
Yes.
Are you all right?
Quite all right. Although when you saw those ruffians chasing me, you might at least have gone for the sheriff.
Well, I was going for him, Herbert, but just then I saw the Cisco Kid intervene.
You saw who intervene?
The Cisco Kid. He was the one riding that big horse. The other man was Pancho. He always rides with Cisco.
How does it happen you know them?
Oh, well, I don't. That is not very well. Cisco's friendly with Mr. Lewis. I've met him just once. But Mr. Lewis is a great admirer of Cisco's. Anyway, when I saw Cisco intervene, I knew you weren't going to be harmed.
Seems to me you have a great deal of faith in that barbarian.
Herbert, he's not a barbarian, anything but. It isn't at all nice of you to call him that. Now, come on, eat your supper. It's all ready.
Tell me something about that boss of yours, Kate.
Oh, he's very nice, affable.
No, I don't care how nice and affable he is. What I want to know is, where does he keep the keys to the bank?
Where does he keep the... Well, why do you ask that, Herbert?
Because I want to know. Also, I want to know the combination to that vault. Do you know what it is?
No, Herbert, what are you talking about?
What does it sound like? Oh, don't worry. You're not going to have me around here much longer.
I'm going right over and tell Mr. Lewis about this.
You're going nowhere?
Let me go. Heaven's sake, if you've gone out of your mind, let me go.
Not until I get this napkin over your mouth. Now, I can make use of this tablecloth, too. That'll tie your hands and feet very nicely. Now, I'll just leave you in this big closet. I'll be back later, after I call on Caleb Lewis.
Oh,
mighty nice of you and Pancho to call around, Cisco.
We'll be glad to call around, Senor Luis.
See, we would not think of going through this town without stopping in to pay our respects. But you were talking about this brother of Senorita Kate, Senor Luis.
He's a bad hombre, Cisco. No question in my mind about that.
Is he staying at his sister's house?
Yeah.
I would like to get a look at him.
You've seen him, Cisco. He was the one you rescued from Freddie Banks' outfit. Henderson across the street told me about that.
Oh, so that hombre is her brother.
Pancho thinks you're right, Senor Luis. He a bad hombre.
If that's not prison pallor on his face.
That is just what it is, Senor. And the pallor is deep. He has spent many years in prison. And he is something of a dandy, too.
Very much so.
What is his name, Senor Luis?
Herbert.
Herbert. Herbert Heeks. Name has a familiar ring. Senor Luis, I believe he is the one known in police circles in the East as Silk Hat Herbert.
I don't know. Probably, if you say so.
I think I will take a walk over to the senorita's house. I would like another look at this hombre. A closer look.
Impossible to see, Silk.
Si. We'll be back very soon, senor.
Cisco will find out about him. Now, what's that? Who is it?
Get your hands up, Luis.
Well, what do you want, Herbert?
I want the keys to your bank and the combination of the vault.
I might have known. No.
Come on, come on. I'm not fooling.
No!
You'll tell me before I get through with you. Oh! He'll tell me when he comes to. He'll tell me.
Nobody home, Cisco.
Well, there is a light in the house. Let us try the latch. It's unlocked. I do not like to walk into anyone's house, but... Is anyone here?
What that noise, Cisco?
Coming from behind that door, Pancho. Sounds as if someone is kicking the door. Santos, the senorita, bound and gagged. Remove this gag.
Oh, Cisco, my brother, he may kill Caleb Luis. Hurry.
Santos, Pancho, untie the senorita. I will hurry back to Senor Luis's.
Si, Cisco.
And whatever you do, be careful, Cisco. Herbert doesn't like you. He'll kill you as quick as he'd look at you.
I will be careful, senorita. I only hope I will find Senor Luis alive. But if that bandito is Silk Hat Herbert, his chances are very slim.
Cisco is about to find out just how deadly Silk Hat Herbert can be. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Silk Hat Herbert. While visiting his sister Kate in the town of Alkali Spring, Silk Hat Herbert Hicks decides to rob the bank for which Kate works. Binding and gagging his sister and leaving her in a closet, Herbert goes to the home of her employer, Caleb Luis, to force Luis to give him the combination of the bank vault. Meanwhile, Cisco has found the girl and been urged by her to rush to the banker's house, which Cisco does. Now.
Yeah, the door is locked. Perhaps one of these windows will not be locked. No sign of that killer. He may have come here. Gone.
Stand right where you are.
So, you are here, hombre.
Yes. And I can see your figure outlined against the window pane. Make one move and I'll fire.
You are making a great deal of trouble for yourself.
That's none of your concern. Unbuckle your gun belt and let it drop to the floor.
And if I do not?
I understand you and Luis are friends. Well, Luis is lying on the floor right in front of me. One wrong move from you and he gets a bullet through the head.
You are talking like a madman, hombre. Come, let us talk this matter over. Perhaps then you will change your mind about what you are doing.
No, I won't. I don't want to kill you, Cisco. After all, you did me a favor of a sort. But I'll kill you if I have to. Let that gun belt drop. Now walk forward a couple of steps, slowly. That's enough. Now lie face down on the floor, Cisco, with your arms crossed behind your back.
See here, hombre, this business is going too far. A joke is a joke,
This is no joke. I'm holding this gun of mine right to the back of Lewis's head. Do as I say.
For a friend of mine, I have no choice.
Cisco! Cisco!
Don't answer him.
Cisco! Pancho!
It'll only take me a jiffy to get this rope around your arms, Cisco, and then...
We'll take you more than that, hombre! Yank the feet out from under you!
I'll check for that, Cisco!
You will kill no one as soon as I get hold of that wrist of yours.
Cisco, what's the matter, Cisco?
Come in through the window, Pancho. Door is locked.
Pancho, hurry, Cisco.
Now drop that gun.
You'll never get me, I promise you that.
Pancho, don't you see much? There's no light in here. But Pancho hit a big fight.
Do not get in the way, Pancho.
I do not get in the way. Pancho get ready with the gun butt. And now Pancho sees somebody. He's a bandido. And Pancho, good with the bandido.
Oh. Thanks for the help.
Thanks for the... Pancho gun whip Cisco. Pancho gun whip Cisco.
That's right, and I'm going to gun whip you, fatty. If those two knew I was over here, half the town may know it by now. I'd better get to that bank in a hurry. Combination or no combination?
I have to ride fence tomorrow, boys, so I'd better be getting back to the ranch. See you later.
All right, buddy. See you later.
So, it's that scoundrel who is going to drag me at the end of a rope. This is too good a chance to miss. All right, get your hands up.
Huh? What's the idea?
Walk ahead of me. Get going.
Say, who are you?
I'm the one who was wearing the silk hat. You imitation Western bad man. And as you may have guessed, I don't like to be made a fool of.
What are you going to do with me?
You're going to go to the bank with me. You're going to help me rob the bank.
Oh, no, you don't, partner. Robbing banks ain't my style.
Perhaps you'd rather have me pull this trigger. I'll admit that would give me a lot of pleasure. Well? I thought you'd decide to help me. I'll go to the back of the bank. I've got the keys from Lewis. Oh, before we go any further, I'll take these guns of yours. Toss them down into the creek bed.
Coyote.
Stand to one side while I unlock this door. There. Got any matches on you?
No.
None here. Take these. Now step inside the door. Remember, I'm right behind you. Go ahead. Light one of those matches. Now light that lantern over there. Good. If I keep it down low, put it under this counter, nobody can see that light from outside.
I have a mind to take a crack at you, hombre, gun or no gun.
Anytime you feel like it, by all means, do so.
I ain't going to be the party to any bank robbery, and I mean just that.
Get back. All right, then. Take it. The fool. Why waste a thought on him? I've got to get that money quick and then get out of this town.
Oh, Santa's my head. Feels as if I'd been knocking over stone walls with it.
Pancho, sorry, Cisco. Pancho swing. You think he gun whip the other hombre? No, Pancho gun whip you, Cisco.
See. That there can be no doubt.
There's no doubt.
Oh, I'm going to take my time getting to my feet so that dizziness will pass.
You know, Pancho get gun whip too, Cisco.
And that bandito, Silk Hat Herbert, got away.
Pancho, sorry.
Oh, well, he's all right, Chico. Everyone makes mistakes.
Even Pancho make mistakes.
I do not blame you too much. Let's get some light in this room. See to Senor Lewis. Only hope that hombre did not hurt him.
Senor Lewis lay on the floor, Cisco.
See, Pancho. Set him free.
Caleb! Caleb!
Un momento, señorita.
Philip? Is he...
As far as Pancho and I know, Senorita, he is all right.
You all right, Senorita?
Of course I'm all right. Just get me untied so I can get over to my bank and...
Oh, Caleb, you're not all right. You're hurt.
Just my head, Katie. That scoundrel hit me with his gun. George, I don't know if I got any head left, but I got to get to the bank.
Pancho and I will go there, senor, at once. Senorita, you stay here. Put some cold water on the senor's head.
Oh, just what I'm going to do, Cisco.
Come, Pancho.
Yeah, that should get bandido a bad bandido, Cisco.
Yeah, you are right, Chico. Hope we are not too late to catch him.
Well, we're almost to the bank now, Cisco. The bank just across the street.
Hey, hey, look, Pancho.
Huh? What?
There is someone just coming out of the bank. Come on.
Hey, see, come on. He see us, Cisco. He run back into the bank.
You go around and watch the other door, Pancho. I will stay here. As long as he stays in there, we know he cannot get away.
Why'd you go watch the other door, Cisco? Cisco! Cisco! Bandido come out this door. He run away.
I'll be right there, Pancho. Pancho, that bullet hit you?
No, not hit Pancho, Cisco, but it not missed Pancho, but more than a whisker of the cap.
Which way did the bandido go?
He run down into the dry creek bed.
We must catch him, Chico.
Pancho, I think he far ahead, Cisco.
I agree with you. He's not. Stop behind those big rocks. Up to one side of that bank there, Chico.
What we do now, Cisco? Just wait?
No. We cannot wait, Pancho. If we do, he will sneak away from there. And if he gets up into the brush on the hills, he may escape us altogether. You stay here, amigo.
Where'd you go, Cisco?
I will try to creep up close enough to rush him.
Pancho creep
too. No. You cannot creep quietly.
Pancho creep like a cat.
I said no, Chico. Besides, there is no need for both of us to go. Mm-hmm. Now listen. When I leave here, count to ten slowly. Then take this rock. And throw it off to one side of the bandido. The chances are he will fire at the noise. Uh-huh. And when he does, then I will rush.
Pancho, do what you say, Cisco.
Well, here I go. Just hope Pancho does not count to ten too quickly. But to get as close as possible. I cannot hurry without making too much noise.
Yes, Cisco! Pancho, another
rock! Oh, madre mia! This is the only chance I will have. I'll have to make the most of it. Good thing for me, that hombre is a poor shot.
This time, Cisco, I am going to kill you.
You talk big, hombre. Let us see if your actions say as much.
Pancho, help me, Cisco.
Hello, Pancho. Last time you tried to help, your gun whipped me. So stay back this time. I will try to take care of this hombre by myself.
Oh. You take care of him, all right, Cisco.
Si, Chico. Senor Lewis will be glad to see this bandido right where he belongs. In jail. Well, of course, it's a shock to you, Senorita, to find out that your brother is...
A criminal.
Well, see, I did not mean to be quite so direct.
Facts are facts, Cisco. Naturally, it's a shock, but not so much as if I'd really known Herbert. Anyway, I'm thankful he didn't kill anyone.
Senor Freddy Banks is recovering, I'm told.
Yes.
And you, Senorita, what is this good news I hear about you?
I don't know, Cisco.
That blush tells me you do know. My congratulations to you. Senor Lewis is a fine man. He will make you a fine husband.
Thank you, Cisco. And don't forget that whenever you and Pancho ride this way, you'll always be welcome at our home. Always.
Gracias, señorita. Until we see you again, hasta la vista.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
We come back to Alkali Spring to the wedding of the señorita and señor Lewis.
Oh, we might come back to the wedding, amigo.
Pancho's Uncle Jose come to the wedding too.
Your Uncle Jose?
Si.
Oh, I'm afraid not, Pancho. Huh? There is no reason for your Uncle Jose to come to the wedding.
No, except to see a lot of people, hear a lot of new words.
Hear a lot of new words?
Si. Uncle Jose say he need to hear a lot of new words.
But why, Pancho?
Because lately Uncle Jose talk to himself. He talk all the time.
Oh, I did not know that.
Oh, si. Uncle Jose talk to himself so much, he go to see a doctor.
And what did the doctor tell your Uncle Jose?
He say, you not need to worry because you talk to yourself.
Then why does your Uncle Jose think he needs to hear a lot of new words?
That what the doctor asked him.
And what did he say?
He say, Uncle Jose not worry because he talk to himself. Uncle Jose worry because he talk so much, he run out of things to say to himself.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.